Tehran's corner, why economic pressure may be backfiring. Iran's parliament speaker does not hold supreme decision-making authority, that rests with Supreme Leader Khamenei, but parliament's unified position signals that domestic Iranian politics have aligned behind the closure. The moderate faction that might have argued for concessions lacks the internal leverage to do so, a pattern consistent with the history of economic coercion. When external pressure becomes existential, it often unifies rather than fractures the target. The historical parallel most cited is Operation Earnest Will, Reagan's naval escort mission during the Iran-Iraq War in the late 1980s, which kept the strait functionally open because both belligerents understood the consequences of full closure. The current confrontation differs fundamentally. Iran is not a party to a war with a neighbor but is itself in direct confrontation with the United States, removing diplomatic off-ramps that existed in that earlier era. Any negotiated reopening faces a structural problem. Khamenei cannot appear domestically to have capitulated to American pressure, meaning a face-saving exit ramp must be constructed so it does not resemble surrender. Besant's unprecedented isolation language makes that harder, not easier. Analysts watching for early signals of resolution have identified two key market indicators. Whether three-month Brent crude forward contracts begin trading below the current spot price, a condition called backwardation, suggesting the market anticipates faster supply normalization, and whether Japan and South Korea publicly request emergency third-party mediation, signaling a phased release of frozen assets tied to verifiable steps toward reopening the strait has been floated as one possible framework, though whether such a structured de-escalation is being discussed privately remains unknown from the public record. That sustained closure has become economically intolerable for major importers. Neither signal had appeared as of this report. A third signal to watch is high-level Chinese diplomatic engagement with Tehran. Beijing holds significant economic leverage over Iran, and if the closure begins costing China more in supply disruption than it gains strategically, the most likely exit ramp for Iran runs through Beijing.